This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. We started out the show with some uplifting news out of China, of all places, right on the heels of the tremendous success of the what they call the white paper movement.
I learned why it was called that, by the way.
Oh, good.
It's because the Chinese government, they do so much to destroy freedom of speech.
Right.
So the idea is that a sheet of paper represents all of the things that you're afraid to write down. And that was why they were holding up a blank sheet of
blank.
Paper. It originated in Hong Kong when they were banned from having any sort of banners or phrases or logos or whatever it was shortly after the Chinese government retook over Hong Kong or whatever it was that happened. And because of that, since they couldn't have any pro-Hong Kong logos or phrases, they were like, okay, well, we'll just hold up blank sheets of paper. They can't do anything about that. And it sort of became a more widespread symbol because of that.
So it spread across the country during the COVID protests. And very, very cool. So I'm glad you looked that up. Thank you for clarifying that. And so on the heels of that tremendous success, which, of course, the white protest or white paper movement resulted in the end, the complete end to the zero COVID policy. That's over now. And the insane lockdowns, that's over now. People are back out, and they're emboldened, and they're now protesting fireworks bans that are in place in cities across the country. And we talked about how epic those have been. But we got somebody on the line here. He says his name is Ryan. And Ryan, where are you calling from tonight?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay. And you said you had some sort of thing in regards to Donald Trump. A banana peel had something to do with Epstein. This was last year, and I don't know anything about what you're talking about. So can you try to clear that up for me?
I will try not to lose my PTSD. I've done 4.5 years prison with all charges dropped, and I did 3 of those years in isolation.
Yikes.
I got out 10 days after Donald Trump got out of office. All charges dropped, flown on 2 commercial flights home from isolation. Okay,
whoa.
They had to change my diagnosis to PTSD from doing so much isolation. The people at Butner FMC, which is a mental prison, finally changed my diagnosis.
This is federal?
Yes.
Okay.
And they were saying I was schizophrenic so they could block all the evidence. Now, I've been saying for 25 years, even more, that I've had people from my high school stalking me. I just found the evidence, that 96 video, kids 4th of July party, 96. That's me taking the video.
And how do you know that?
Well, I know. I remember it.
I mean, if you were there.
But I thought his memory got wiped. So.
Well, he didn't say that on the air. We hadn't gotten to that part yet, Bonnie. So I guess we're going to find out about that.
So my memory was wiped. But the thing is, whenever I rewatch it, I start remembering it. And that was 25 years ago. So
all right. Okay. Slow down. So we've gotten way deep here. You're just trying to understand what's going on. So let me see if I'm going to try to go back here. You were in prison, in federal prison. You were released after 4 years, you said.
Well, in 2 different stints. I threatened Governor Susana Martinez, who in that video, the J-Mar that they keep yelling, who's around the corner telling everyone I'm the worst human on earth. See, I graduated a billionaire at 18, but they diverted the money like Britney Spears, the Donald Trump and Susana Martinez.
You graduated J-Mar. A billionaire? Hold up. How did you? Yeah. How are you a billionaire at age 18?
Okay. Whenever Jobs, Wozniowski, and Steve Jobs, Wozniowski, and Gates, they had a shop out here in 1988. This is where the computer started. So I walked in after a soccer game, and the guys had hard drive and they had RAM. They said, all right, kids, apparently you're a real smart kid. Which one of these should we use?
Hold on.
This one holds more.
Wait a minute. Ryan.
So I got the patent for the hard drive and memory connection.
Okay. So you're trying to say, and how old are you?
I'm 43.
You're 43. And this was in the 80s?
This is very important, yes.
Hold on. I'm just trying to follow you here. So you're saying Steve Jobs, the co-founder of, I believe, Apple Computer?
Yes, and Bill Gates.
And Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, or the founder of Microsoft, two competing companies. You're saying that in Albuquerque, New Mexico, your hometown, that these guys had a shop together.
You guys haven't read the book or seen the movie?
I don't know what movie. What movie?
Well, you can look it up. I mean, in any of them. I mean,
sure. What movie?
I don't know the name of it, but okay. Jobs was in a movie.
Because there was a movie out there doesn't mean that it covered what you're talking about if you haven't seen it.
So it went up to somebody who was presumably 13 years or younger, asked him his opinion on what to do with it.
You walked in. Hold on, I just want to clarify. You walked into their computer shop, you're saying?
With my dad, after a soccer game.
And you were, what, 10 years old?
8 years old. My picture on Instagram with Johnny Carson. Because I was on there for being the kid genius.
Really? And your name is Ryan Summers?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that picture is extremely hard to find.
Okay. That's convenient.
But I can show it to you.
What's the Instagram handle?
I'm Ryan Summers.
Is that where we can find the picture on Instagram?
All right.
Yes.
Let's just take you at your word here, let's move on in the
sure.
story, okay? So you became a billionaire on inventing the hard drive, apparently, or something like that. You graduated a billionaire.
Of RAM and hard drive.
And then you ended up at this 90s party. There's video channel on YouTube called Len Enders, which appears to be just people hanging out at a party, drinking, you know, teenagers, 20-somethings, that kind of thing. And how does this tie in to Donald Trump, you having your memory wiped?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Okay. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whenever I started remembering what was going on in this, I called the Manhattan Abuse Line Hate Crimes Unit. So they saw that Jared Kushner was on the video. He's already been edited out. Jared Kushner and Ivana Trump met at this party, and there's a long story behind that. But
and where did this party take place? This was in New Mexico?
The guy's lying about it, saying it's in Tacoma, Washington. Those guys stole a cop car from Tacoma, Washington. That's how crazy this is. It's essentially two different years. The warehouse video and this video got mashed up because they had...
What warehouse video?
Restroom. It's under Lynn Enders, and it's
same channel.
A party a year later.
Okay.
And that's at the Wool Warehouse in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, somebody that put that on, the reason this is horrible is those are all the Epstein-Maxwell people. Those are the recruiters for the Epstein-Maxwell Ranch.
You were hanging out with them when you were in your 20s?
Well, I graduated high school with them, and I wasn't hanging out with them.
You were there at a party with them. Hanging out.
Just to clarify, it is true that Epstein did have a ranch in New Mexico. So that is true.
San Jose, Albuquerque, half an hour away.
Uh-huh.
These are the guys that did that. These are all multimillionaires. I mean, you could look up Jason Martinez. Okay, all my friends were around the corner while I was drugged, all right, with blood coming down my face. Three people tried to help me. They got yelled at, like, in fear. Like,
why are they drugging you? Why are they trying to harm you? What were you...
Because their goal, they figured out that I was going to be an 18 years old, the richest kid to ever graduate.
Mm-hmm.
They had already planned with my parents to divert the money to Donald Trump and Susana Martinez.
Why would your parents want to do that to you?
Because they're sociopaths.
Oh, man.
My mom is crazy. What? I mean, they
why did they have to drug you to do this, though?
Well, because they needed to make me insane. They needed to say I was schizophrenic.
But if you're under 18, your parents don't need that level, especially in the 80s in the United States. Your parents could just take whatever of yours they wanted because it was theirs, right?
But it was at my graduating semester, so I was beginning to turn 18, and they were losing control of the money unless they said I was insane.
But were you 18 or not?
No, I was 17 in that video.
And I fail to see why your parents couldn't just... have taken the money without drugging you or making you bleed out your face or whatever it was you said.
Well, because at some point they wanted to say I was schizophrenic so they could divert all the money. I mean, you don't understand how much money it is. But well,
you were a billionaire.
There may be some kind of rules where the parents couldn't touch it until he turned 18. I don't know. But the thing that confuses me is why did Bill Gates and the other guy give you $1 billion for deciding a thing when they could just be like, thanks, kid, have a good day, here's all a sucker. You well, invented dad, the hard drive. And
because my dad is a master's in business degree, and I was 8 years old after a soccer game, walked in there with him because it was the first computer shop, and he's an engineer that's into that kind of thing.
Okay, so run this by me real quick. The specifics, right? What exactly did they ask you?
Okay, they said, okay, I walked in there first. Bill Gates thought I broke the computer, a computer, and all I was doing was looking at it. And then Wozniowski comes out and, shut up, I'm the one that broke it. Stop saying things to the kid. So then they said, all right, kid, apparently you're a real smart kid. This kind of memory holds more than enough memory, but it's too slow. This kind of memory is more than fast enough, but it doesn't hold enough memory. What should we do? I said, well, can this fast memory, can it erase real quick? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, why don't you just have this slow memory talk to the fast memory? All three of their faces, or two of their faces that were there, were like, uh-oh. And my dad was like, yeah, we need to call the lawyers. So I had to wait outside for 3 hours.
Okay.
And should have called the lawyers before then.
Can I offer you? Can I offer my opinion?
What?
I think you should get them to change your diagnosis back from PTSD back to schizophrenic.
It's the videos right there, bud.
There's yeah. no person
Apparently,
in it.
Apparently, Bill Gates did start Microsoft in Albuquerque.
Yes, you guys. Come on.
Okay, so
I'm not saying he did it, man.
Well, the thing is, like with my sister who has some kind of something wrong with her where she denies reality, if there's a fact that is actually true, she'll roll with that one. She'll be like, so I went to, Damon Albarn looked at me while I was at the concert. He was worried about me, and he was wondering, he thought it was cute. Like, so it's not impossible that Damon Albarn looked at her, but her brain rolls with these other things.
Well, that's fine. But now, if that says it was filmed in Tacoma, Washington, that's to lead us to believe it was filmed there. But if the guy with the Michigan hat on is John Kiner, which it is, because I was there, I remembered having an altercation with him. He was trying not to play the game. I was like, what, punk? You're not going to say anything to me? Because that was edited out.
He was trying not to play what game?
To pretend that, see, I was walking around with blood on my face, and no one was helping me. That's
you didn't get so you. You're walking around with a video camera with blood on your face. And you didn't turn around and be like, "Look what these people did to me."
That's what I'm doing, but it's all edited out. All
those
was edited in the 16 minutes. That's
it's all part of the conspiracy, Arya.
No,
that's what you're not understanding.
The thing about a YouTube video is you can't just edit a YouTube video and leave it like that.
At the end of that party, I beat three people so bad that it's not good. Thomas Teller was one of them.
It's definitely not good when you beat people.
Violence is always bad.
Yeah, no doubt. But all right, so Ryan, we're short on time for this conversation. Okay. It's gone on probably way too long, but it is an interesting look into what somebody believes happened, whether or not that actually happened. It's hard to say because you don't have a lot of evidence, right?
The risk reward to look into it. The video is clearly me. I mean,
the camera person is never seen, so I don't know how you expect us to say it's clearly you.
And that's even the worst thing. In the warehouse video, it is seen, and that's whenever I went in the bathroom, but they mixed the bathroom into the warehouse.
Why do I need to watch this video if you say the thing has been edited of all the parts that you say are the most important?
Because it's still important.
Why? It's a bunch of people partying.
3 days ago.
Is Jared Kushner visible in the video at any time?
He was, but they edited out.
Yeah, so he's not anymore.
All the parts, you keep telling us about all these parts of this video that are so important, and they've all been edited out.
Go to, I think it's 1405, and you'll hear them yell, Jamar. Now, I'm sitting there talking to those two attractive girls, and that's where that thumbnail picture comes from. Now, that's because those were KKK princesses. The second they were Jamar, listen, Jamar's around the corner.
Who's Jamar?
My friend, Jason Martinez, who's Susana Martinez's nephew. Susana Martinez is working with Jeb Bush, giving $1.25 trillion away in Florida.
And you mentioned...
Okay, hold on. If they got $1.5 trillion, why are they worried about your billion?
Florida doesn't have $1.2 trillion to give away. Their budget last year was $100-something billion.
It's
so
a charity.
They're not
it's
that,
a charity.
It's not that big,
He's working
dude.
With Jeb Bush.
Okay. But you mentioned this Martinez character.
In the 80s, too. $1 trillion in the 80s.
You said you allegedly threatened the governor of New Mexico, and that's why they put you in prison?
Yes. Who is this guy?
Did you do that?
Back in 2013.
So you actually threatened the governor of New Mexico?
You have no idea. She put her handicapped sister below me on my graduating semester of civil engineering at an Omni Apartments in Las Cruces, New Mexico. That police report exists.
below you.
Okay, well, I mean, that
what does that even mean?
Sounds horrible. So, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
If I ever graduated with a civil engineering degree, then I would be found not schizophrenic, and they would have to give me the money. But I have not been able to establish that in New Mexico. Out in Butner FM.
I got to tell you, you're going to have a tough time, Ryan, establishing that you're not schizophrenic.
So why did you threaten the governor?
I've already got the Manhattan police looking at Jared Kushner.
I don't think they are. why did you attack the governor, though? Let's stay on that for a moment, because I didn't understand. Something about a handicapped sister.
Okay.
Why did you attack the governor?
Also what they did to me, you'll see three of those people were best friends with Jim Holmes. Those people were also from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Jim Holmes was the Aurora Batman murderer. They did what they're doing to me, they did to him.
Okay, but Ryan,
I'm crazy.
Back to the governor, though. Why did you threaten the governor?
Because she is in Las Cruces, and she was covering it all up. Okay, Myron May, that worked in her law firm a year after she became governor in Las Cruces, he was the FSU murderer. All right, they were driving people crazy. And I have that's the proof of the video, but it's heavily edited. I mean,
okay, well, then it's not proof.
2 hours.
If the video has been edited, then it is no longer proof. It's just, from what we can tell, this video is
a... This whole conversation is like, I do believe that the government would, like, have the, you know, not caring about humanity enough to drive people crazy and then use them to commit crimes. I believe that wholeheartedly. They did stuff like that.
MK Ultra.
They've been caught doing things like that. I mean, the government got caught killing JFK. So, yeah, they would do that. But when somebody like this has no proof of anything they're saying, they can't prove one simple little thing. Mm-hmm. It's telling really tall tales that, you know, really amount to nothing. Like, I invented the Mac, whatever. I'm actually the genius behind Steve Jobs or whatever, and has no proof for it. It, like, makes those other things seem just as crazy, and I'm tired of this conversation.
Yeah, I kind of feel...
It's exhausting.
You know, we've laughed a lot here tonight during this conversation. I mean, some of that was in bad sport, and I apologize for that, because, I mean, honestly, man, I wasn't entirely kidding when I said to have your diagnosis for schizophrenia. Check that again. You're striking off all the ticks of someone who has schizophrenia.
Well, I think he was saying he needed to get rid of the diagnosis in order to get the money.
Right, I understand that, but...
That ain't going to happen.
No, because he's schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. There is no money.
Yeah.
He's imagined all of this, as Bonnie points out.
Right.
There's little nuggets of truth here and there, and he takes those and he seizes on them, like the fact that Bill Gates founded Microsoft in New Mexico or whatever, that Epstein was in New Mexico.
Right.
He grabs those, and his imagination just runs with them into the land of fantasy, and it's a little bit concerning.
It's scary, yeah, for sure. Thank you, Ryan, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. And, you know, how does somebody like that get help? I mean, what kind of...
But imagine if everything he said was true, right?
And that's the other thing I feel bad about. I start laughing and then I start feeling bad because it's like, if the government did do something to him for whatever reason, maybe he doesn't even know the real reason and he thinks it's the $1 billion and they made him look crazy, well, they succeeded and, you know, and that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, living life, you know, that crazy has got to be really difficult.
The other thing is it just seems like sometimes that the government sends people they've never called before, and all of a sudden they're calling in with this type of call, and it's like, it wasn't to derail our China conversation that was actually really productive and talking about, you know, protests in America and China and what we can learn from them? Was it to derail that? Because this conversation went nowhere.
Well, we let that happen. I mean, it was pretty clear within, like, the first 3 minutes that he was schizophrenic, and we talked to him for another 20 minutes after that. So, I mean, that's on us, not the government.
That's true. I mean, I find crazy to be pretty fascinating sometimes. Like, just, I want to go down the rabbit hole and see where, I mean, it's never going to go anywhere, right? But to just kind of see where in their mind they're coming from, where does this come from?
I mean, when we can have a dialogue with them like we could with Ryan, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fascinating insight to how the human mind can work.
It's scary. Fascinating, like frightening, kind of fascinating. I mean,
because that could be any one of us.
Yeah, well, it could be. And also, this person is clearly somebody who, you know, allegedly threatened a governor over whatever belief systems that that he has. Now, maybe that story's not true, too, but I suspect it probably is.
And if nothing else, what did he say? He spent 3 years in isolation? Mm-hmm. Isolation.
That's not going to help.
Isolation can destroy your sanity for small periods of time, but right. 3 years?
Yeah, if he was a little bit crazy before he went into isolation for 3 years, guaranteed there's no turning back at that point. I mean, that is torture, generally considered to be torture to keep somebody away from other human beings, and that's what isolation does to you. So, very, very scary stuff. I did look, by the way, to see if Wozniak has any connections to Albuquerque, because I was surprised, right? Like, to
who's
find
Steve
out.
Steve Wozniak? I've heard the name before.
He's one of the co-founders of Apple Computer.
Okay.
Yeah. He mentioned Steve Jobs, he mentioned Steve Wozniak. Those are the two, I believe, two of the founders of Apple, and then, of course, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. So I was surprised to find out that that part was true, that Bill Gates actually founded Microsoft, apparently, in Albuquerque, but I don't see any evidence here, at least at a first glance.
Yeah, did he steal code from some camp? That was in Washington, the state of Washington, I think.
I don't know.
We learned all of this, the history of personal computers when I was in, you know, junior high and high school, but I don't remember any of it. I'm sure I learned that he was in Mexico at some point, or New Mexico at some point. But you know, the reason I was curious about his memory hard drive thing was because I have a degree in IT, and I did IT work for the better part of 10 years. I have a pretty good understanding of memory and how it functions, but I couldn't gain anything. It's not like he didn't say anything that was
sense wrong. Yeah.
It was just useless. Like, have this memory talk to the other memory. Like, okay.
Okay, you're 8 years old, dude.
And why wouldn't those two people who were asking him the question already have figured that out?
It seems
kind of simple, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, I've had some really...
Use them both. I never thought about that, you know?
I've had some really boneheaded moments where I'm, like, doing something in my studio with the guitar or whatever, and someone comes along and says, why don't you just cut the knot, right? Instead of trying to unravel this great confusing thing, just take this and plug it into that, and oh, duh.
Solved. Yeah. Well, you were too deep within whatever you were looking at to really see the solution. That's true. That's why you want to get another pair of eyes on something. And it's certainly not unheard of for, what is it they say, from the mouths of babes, right? Like, kids are good at just saying the obvious thing or saying a thing that maybe you didn't think about, right? So, I mean, it's not an entirely unbelievable claim on its face, but it is when he, like, what was the term he used? That he invented the RAM or the computer memory hard drive. Yeah, like he just kind of like jumbled a couple of computer terms together.
Yeah, and memory is very different from hard drives.
Well,
but a layman doesn't really understand that, which is why I was curious.
Yeah, and I don't feel like this person is more than a layman as
and
far
I don't
as
even think if,
computer knowledge is concerned.
I don't think if I was a kid and I told Bill Gates and the other guy that I would have any claim to money for it. It would just be a conversation. Like, unless the dad already had a contract, which he admitted that they didn't. The dad was like, oh, we got to get lawyers involved after.
Yeah, it wasn't until much, much later that computer hard drives became RAM-based, right? So solid-state drives are actually not spinning disks anymore. They're actually memory chips, basically, as I understand it.
I never thought about it like
but
that,
I don't think that's what he was talking about, and it certainly didn't happen in 1989. More coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Classified documents have been found at President Biden's think tank in Washington, D.C. The discovery was made late last year, according to the president's attorney. A report in the Wall Street Journal says the National Archives was notified when the documents were found on November 2nd, and they took possession of those documents the next day. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin is out of the hospital in Cincinnati and back in Buffalo.
He is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery.
Dr. William Knight with the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Monday night game against Cincinnati last week. California can't catch a break. The state is getting battered by another round of fierce storms, bringing rain, high wind warnings, and flood watches. Last week's storms already caused flooding, power outages, and heavy snowfall in the mountains. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for California. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here, and you can literally bring up anything you want, even if it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Trying to find the story about him allegedly threatening the governor of New Mexico. I couldn't
find it. The prior caller?
Yeah, the previous caller who believes that he invented the hard drive RAM connection or something in the 1980s when he was an 8-year-old child who happened to wander into a computer store allegedly run by Bill Gates and Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs, who are competitors in the computing world, I'm pretty sure by that time.
It was a unique story.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything about the governor per se, but he did get accused in 2015 of threatening a state senator with something. Ended up being cleared of the charges. Says here that Ryan Summers left a profanity-laced voicemail to a man named Pete Domenici, in the Mexico State Domenici Institute. Summers accused a former New Mexico senator of being involved in a program that turned James Holmes into a mass murderer.
I mean, this sounds like the guy we just spoke to.
Yeah, he was talking about that James Holmes guy.
Holmes opened fire, if you may recall, in a Colorado movie theater. After undergoing psychiatric evaluation, Summers was released from the Torrance County Jail. Officials say he does not pose a risk to others. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Major Payne on the line. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, that last caller sounded like quite a firecracker.
He's got a story to tell. Whether it's true, I don't know.
Well, I'm right back to China. If you look to antiquity, they invented gunpowder.
Yeah.
The Persians were the first ones to even figure out how to use it in a grenade, you know, an explosive factor.
Well, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I think China is finally fixing to swallow its own M-80.
What does that mean?
Well, they're going to have their own firecracker stuffed down their throat by their own people.
Hmm. Yeah, people are getting tired of being told what to do over there. You're referring to the first hour of the show where we talked about the fireworks protest, where people are going, they're out in the streets, they're launching mortars out into the air, they're driving, launching mortars out their sunroof window in a major show of disobedience to these fireworks bans that are across the country.
China realizes, finally, because the Chinese never could figure out how to contain the power of the powder in the rifle or the cannon, right? Mm-hmm. So they're finally figuring out that, hey, I can empty out these firecrackers and put it in a piece of half-inch pipe and make me a zip gun.
Well, I don't know if I don't think their intention is to use them for...
Just do firecrackers and arm themselves.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some of them that have that intention. At this point, they're just partying and they're throwing, you know, they're shooting off fireworks into the sky. You're saying you think they could turn them into weapons?
I think what they're doing now is more powerful than just killing a cop or whatever. Because it's not like Xi Jinping is going to walk up to them and then they're just going to get to blast a firework in his face and it's all going to be over. It's more powerful to be sending a message and telling the cops, "You can't stop us. It's all over the country now." I mean, I think that it's better for them to just be, you know, being defiant.
And fireworks are loud, and they're bright, and they're colorful, and they're hard to hide. If you want to get someone's attention and tell them that they're not alone in their protest, shoot off some fireworks. The government can't hide that the way they could some of these protests.
Mm-hmm.
That one, it's apparent.
You're gonna get some attention.
Yeah, you know when your neighbors are shooting off fireworks.
Major, anything else you want to share?
You can take a bunch of kids with bottle rockets and distract military and then blow up whatever they're parked upon. They don't know the demon they created, and it's fixing to kick them in the arse.
Well, I got to say, if it takes down the communist government of China, I can't say I'll be shedding any tears over it. Thank you for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Just to give you the final update here on the fireworks story, again, we talked about how people were doing protests in China over the last week or so, major, like, numbers of people in the streets shooting off a tremendous amount of fireworks into the air. It's just incredible. Cops trying to crack down. According to Radio Free Asia, in an update posted this weekend, authorities in some Chinese cities have lifted fireworks bans in the wake of nationwide protests and ahead of the Lunar New Year on January 22nd, while some have doubled down on the ban, punishing local residents for setting off fireworks as an example, according to Chinese media reports. Local governments in Dongying and Binzhou cities in the eastern province of Shandong have announced via their official websites that fireworks and firecrackers will be allowed to usher in the Year of the Rabbit. And authorities in Beijing and the northeastern port city of Dalian will allow fireworks within limited hours until the first month of the lunar calendar. So they're backing off a little bit, it sounds like, and then they're going to try to bring back the ban.
Well, they've got to do something. I mean, fireworks on the New Year, that's sort of going to happen. So it doesn't seem like the Chinese government is really learning a lot. They're just sort of, they seem to know what they can and can't get away with. And they're not interested in pushing it at this point. That's my takeaway.
In the past few days, a lot of places have announced cases of people being punished for illegally setting off fireworks as a warning, it said. This is according to some press release, citing administrative penalties handed out in by police in Wenzhou City in the eastern Zhejiang province.
Wait, I'm confused about the warning. Was the person setting off the firework as a warning, or was the person punished as a warning?
Punishing them as a warning to
others. What is that, a warning to others?
You know, we're going to arrest you and sentence you, and then hopefully your associates will stop setting off fire.
This is a barbaric way of doing, quote, justice.
Well,
right?
That's how it always is.
I know, but it's so
they do
barbaric.
It in the US,
I know.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any less barbaric, though. To punish one person to deter another person from committing a crime, that's what justice is served by doing that?
And it almost never works.
It's just like whipping boys of the Middle Ages. It might as well be returning to that. Punish this person instead of that person.
Look,
make an example of them. It's.
Look what happened with Ross Ulbricht. You know, they specifically said when sentencing him for running a website, the Silk Road, when he was sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years, it was, quote unquote, to send a message. And has that ended underground drug marketplaces on the internet?
No, of course not.
And is that what you thought judges' jobs were supposed to do in this country?
To send a message?
To send messages to other people?
These underground markets, just like torrenting, it's a hydra. You cut off one head and two will grow in its place every single time.
It quoted county officials in the northern province of Hebei as saying the ban will continue and scotching, quote, fake news that set off fireworks and setting off fireworks and firecrackers can disinfect the air.
What?
And kill the COVID-19 virus.
Hold on, run this by me again.
Who was sending that disinformation?
It's not clear here. This may be the. I don't know.
I didn't catch any of it. Like, my brain was not prepared to process that.
Yeah, I'm trying to read this paragraph here. It just says here, the bans will remain in place in some places, and they're saying they're handing out the penalties, which is what we said, and then it quoted county officials in Hebei province as saying the ban will continue, and quote, fake news. So they're trying to, apparently the government is trying to counter fake, quote unquote, fake news that may be going on amongst the people, allegedly, where they believe that setting off fireworks and firecrackers can disinfect for COVID-19.
That's just really bizarre. I would have thought it was the other way around.
Or it's
like that the government was trying to say, oh, don't worry, these people who aren't protesting. The people who are protesting are just trying to disinfect for COVID-19.
Maybe that's...
No, but it's not, because the government's trying to disband or, you know, stop that disinformation. So I can't imagine
but maybe
it.
Maybe it's still being made up by the government, right?
Oh.
So maybe maybe this is like a really lame-o story the government is making up to try to excuse
exactly.
Why people are setting off fireworks. Oh, no. It's not a protest against the fireworks bans. It's because they all heard fake news that you could get rid of COVID.
Yes. I think that's probably it.
I think that's it. And that's such a bizarre take that I can't imagine any other explanation, because the people of China, they're not stupid. They know that fireworks are not going to disinfect the air. I don't know. It makes sense in a weird sort of way, right? Like, it is a little mini explosion, and there's probably not too many germs and bacteria that can survive through an explosion. So maybe in that sense that they... But no one in China is setting off fireworks because they think it's disinfecting the air of COVID-19. That's not what is happening. And I feel you're absolutely right. The Chinese government is, they're doing damage control here. No, they're not protesting, you know, but no. See, they think...
They're just ignorant.
Yeah, they think they're curing COVID-19. Right. That's why this is happening.
You know, this makes me disbelieve a lot more... The idea that the people or anyone in China is, like, upset that the lockdowns are over. I mean, I'm sure some amount of people are, like, the most brainwashed people probably are, you know, like, oh, no
way. Oh, yeah, just like the people are still wearing masks around here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it makes me disbelieve that it's, like, oh, most, you know, Chinese people. Because there was something in earlier in this article that made it seem like, you know, people are venting because they're upset that the lockdowns are over because they're scared of COVID. I mean... I don't believe
Hard
it.
To say. Commentator Keen Peng, based in New York, was looking at the situation. He says this, the Chinese people have so much pain and anger stored up from the last 3 years that a lot of places have erupted under the pressure. He says further, the authorities know very well they have provoked public anger and that it's not just among a minority group, but that it runs right through all of China's cities and villages. King suggested that the ruling Chinese Communist Party could even have a superstitious aversion to explosives designed to scare away evil spirits. He said, quote, they say, of course, that it's for reasons of safety or cleanliness, but firecrackers have another meaning, which is exercising evil spirits, and the party knows itself to be evil.
Wow.
He said.
I like that take on it.
Now,
it's crazy.
It's an interesting take, but do they actually, you know,
no.
Do people in government, how many of the people in government actually think of themselves
I think
as
that
evil?
A lot of them do. Like saying that they don't is kind of like absolving them of their things they're doing. It's like maybe there is a certain portion that believe, like, I'm doing the right thing. Like the lower people, the people who are just pencil pushers in the FBI, yeah, they probably think they're doing the right thing. But the people in the top, like Xi Jinping, how could you possibly believe you're doing the right thing? There's just, I can't conceive of that. I think they're psychopaths and they don't care who they hurt to get what they want.
Well,
and
we
it's the only explanation, really.
We can't conceive of it because we don't like controlling other people. There's not a bone in my body that wants to control the lives of other people, and I suspect the same is true of
you
as well.
He doesn't just want to control the lives of other people because he wants to make their lives better. He's doing things like killing people.
But he thinks that's making everything better.
Does he think that killing Uyghur Muslims is making everything better?
He seems to.
From the Chinese
I think that's just excusing him. What is better?
We're not excusing him.
No, not on purpose. But it kind of is. It's the.
I've always said that the argument that you have to break an egg to make an omelet just means eventually you're going to be the egg that's broken, right? That's what people like Xi Jinping believe. Okay, I mean, yes, it sucks. We got to kill some Uyghur Muslims, but it's to make the whole of society more cohesive. It's to make China more united culturally and ethnically.
Yeah, there's all kinds of propaganda that, you know, even people like Xi Jinping or Kim Jong-un, they were raised with this crap, right? Like this has been hammered into them from day zero. They've been around, and they've been within the Communist Party. They've been hit with this propaganda constantly. So, like, they do. I think they do believe a lot of this stuff, even though it is psychopathy. The guy probably is a psychopath. I mean, almost certainly, right? Like, government people in those positions, you pretty much have to be a sociopath or a psychopath to seek out positions like that. But that doesn't mean they're not justifying their psychopathy, right? Like that they. I don't know. You have to wonder about that. And will we ever find out what these people truly believe? Probably not.
I think they probably, I suspect most of them truly believe what they're doing is for the greater good.
But human beings know that killing other people is bad. There's just no way around it. If you know that, like, you touch something hot, it'll hurt you. You realize that burning another person is wrong. And the thing is, like, psychopathy is like 1% of the entire population of the world. It's not like everywhere. They can only be secondary psychopaths unless they're just a really rare anomaly.
But see, we don't believe in the greater good. They do. They do believe in this existing thing, this society or the institution of China or whatever, and they believe that they can make it better, that it does have characteristics like cohesion and strength and unity and financial stability and all of these other things, and that it's like the idea that if your finger is gangrenous, you have to cut off the finger to save the hand.
Yeah, but they don't use it to make better lives for the people. That would be the only explanation for making the that would be the only justification for the greater good argument. Like, if they were making the lives better for everyone because blah, 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 the greater good, it'd be one thing. But they're systematically using that propaganda to make the lives of everyone just, like, equally bad and good for themselves. So I just don't believe it. I don't believe that they think that they're making China better.
I think the lives of the average Chinese person has improved substantially.
It has.
And I hate myself for even saying this, under the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, because they did more, like, capitalist things for a while. Now
right, but that's not
going to
stop the Communist Party from taking responsibility for it and probably for believing that they were the reason it happened.
Well, then why are they cutting back on
it now? Well, yeah, Xi Jinping has gone back on some of the things that those advancements that did happen under whatever his predecessor was. But a little bit more here from RFA.org. This is Radio Free Asia reporting on the fireworks protests and the protests against the COVID restrictions. A democracy activist, veteran democracy activist Wang Juntao, settled in the U.S., says there's an uneasy stalemate now in China between popular anger, Communist Party leadership, and local governments. He says this is a forced compromise between Xi Jinping and local governments because Jinping can control the elite, but he cannot control mass incidents at the edges of the political system. If he won't delegate more power to local governments and they can't stamp out protests, then they have to make concessions instead. If he delegates any more power to the local governments, they could use it to turn on Xi Jinping rather than the general public, which is interesting. I did not know there was such a, a conflict between the local and the national governments there in China.
I think either is kind of surprising to hear that, you know, the local government in Shanghai could conceivably turn against Xi Jinping.
I mean, you would think they would have some serious influence, right? I mean, Shanghai is a city of 25 million people.
It's weird, though, because, I mean, they did everything Xi Jinping wanted them to in the lockdown.
They did. And they destroyed their economy as a result of it, right? So maybe they're feeling some remorse for that. He says all he can do is compromise given the situation. Kin, one of the other analysts here, said both the fireworks protests and the white paper movement of late November that was followed by an abrupt end to Xi's zero COVID policy in early December has shaken the Communist Party's system of governance. Quote, the Communist Party wants to make temporary concessions because they imagine that it's a way of releasing the pressure of public anger and resentment. However, he said the approach could backfire, saying further, firstly, any concessions made by the Communist Party will encourage ordinary people and help them realize that resistance is valuable and can force the government to compromise if it's successful. They then believe that they should keep up their resistance if there is a problem. And so, yeah, I think that that was similar to your analysis, I think, earlier here tonight, Aria, that you know, these people are being emboldened by their successes, and they're taking up another issue now with the fireworks. And now they're having some success on this issue. As we've pointed out, some cities have rolled back the fireworks restrictions. Some are trying to crack down. But with the level of disobedience we're seeing in the streets, at least from the video clips that are coming out from China, I think this bodes well for the future of those people's freedom.
I think the conflict between the local governments and the federal government, whatever they're calling in China, also bodes well for the freedom of the people. If it's possible that
drive that wedge in further.
Yeah, if it's possible that Xi Jinping's power structure is being weakened because he's having to delegate more power to the cities in order to keep the people happy, then sounds like a good thing to me. Less centralization.
Right. Maybe there should be a Chinese secession movement.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah. Ain't going to be easy. Whatever you're going to get, whatever concessions you're going to get in China, it's going to be rough, right? Like it always is. Trying to change these situations involve taking serious risks, people putting their lives and their freedom, whatever freedoms that they have in China, on the line, and it's going to be, you know, somebody's going to a prison cell.
Perhaps it takes less risk in China, though, which is sort of my point earlier, that the Chinese government is so unaccustomed to protest that any protest gets a result, whereas in the United States, have to go to a more extreme length.
That's a good point. Let's go to the phones here. You are on the air. What's your name, caller?
Jamie.
Jamie, calling from Alabama?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard about this young athlete that's younger than me in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He's a football player, and he got hit in the chest during the game, and it did something to his heart. And he's trying to figure out if it was a COVID shot or not.
Oh, was this the football clip from over the weekend or sometime last week?
It was a week or two ago.
Yeah,
I looked it up and stuff, but they haven't, like, come out and said, it's not like his hospital came out and said this is what it was or anything like that.
Well, but if he's in the NFL, it's almost certainly he's been vaccinated, right?
Yeah, he's definitely has to have been vaccinated, but it's just, I don't know.
And this guy's in his 20s, as I understand it, correct?
He's like 23.
I heard he's like 20s. Something, I forgot his name, but he's like in his 20s. 27, I think.
It's not, like, normal 30. For a 23-year-old to just pass out like we've seen, but it's different in this case because he got hit in the chest. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it cannot be the vaccine. I just don't want to jump to the conclusion and make myself look silly if somebody getting hit in the chest is the reason that they passed out.
There's plenty of young people who are in sports who are literally dying on the field in so many different occasions. It's shocking how often it's happening in the last couple of years. So, I mean, if that doesn't have anything to do with the vaccine, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that this is, you know, this is definitely not normal.
Yeah, well, everybody was shocked out about it. I mean, on the radio, they're praying over this dude, you know. And he's an athlete. I'm not, so. I mean, it was kind of shocking how an athlete in his 20s was, yeah.
All right. Well, professional athlete at that, like, top physical condition at the top of his field, presumably. I mean, even if you're not the best NFL football player, if you're even in the NFL,
you're at the top.
Yeah, you're a damn good athlete. And 20-something years old. Yeah, but, you know, as Bonnie pointed out, he was in a highly physical... There's a reason that so many of these people have brain damage after their careers.
For
this is a very physical sport, so it's not at all unlikely that he just got hit in the chest in the wrong way. You beat somebody with a sledgehammer in the chest, and eventually they're probably going to have cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you, Jamie. Anything else you want to share?
He was a live wire.
Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, Jamie?
Summer's guy was a live wire.
Who?
A live wire. The Summer's guy was a live wire.
Oh,
yeah,
the caller.
Crazy.
The caller from earlier. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot his first name already.
Good luck to him. I don't know how you. I can't even imagine going through life like that. And I thank you, Jamie, for the call here tonight. It's just so frustrating because, you know, some people who are crazy like that. Like, they can take care of themselves, right? Like, they can, you know, they can clean their house. Some of them are actually really good at cleaning things, right? So, like, it doesn't, just because he might be schizophrenic doesn't mean he can't necessarily live without assistance. You know, he doesn't need somebody to wipe his butt for him or whatever. But, man, how do you work? How do you, what kind of jobs can you hold down when you're like that?
I suspect he could hold down any sort of job. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem like he was unstable, certainly.
I don't want to put him in touch with customers, I'll tell you that. Maybe he can, you know, handle like a stock room, pulling product and putting it in a box or something like that. But I would not want him interacting with potential clients.
Front desk at a hotel.
Right, yeah.
Plenty of time for, like, small talk.
You're going to be giving them stories, and then they're not going to want to come, you know, work wherever or buy things from you or whatever.
That's fair. I don't think people should be institutionalized against their will necessarily.
I don't either.
I mean, I suspect there's some percentage of the population that, like, needs that. But
unfortunately, and that's something that libertarians have a tough time with.
Right.
I heard somebody telling me that I need it. I can't remember if it was a caller. I think somebody called in and said, like, I needed to be put into the hospital.
That sounds familiar. Yeah. Well, I've definitely been in circumstances where I've seen that happening. There was a guy that was living across the street. We had to disarm at one point because he had lost his mind due to lack of sleep. And we could not get him in a place where he was going to be okay, and so we had to call and have him committed. And it's hard for somebody that cares about individual freedom to do that.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.